From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, February 9th. Coming up, we'll learn why Urbana's new police chief says tracking the flow of guns will help reduce youth violence in black and brown communities. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A man is in critical condition after being shot in downtown Champaign. It happened around 3 p.m. yesterday in the 100 block of North Market Street near Poor Brothers Tap Room and Seven Saints Bars. Police say 24-year-old Fidel Chamunga shot a 45-year-old man. He is being held in the Champaign County Correctional Facility on charges, including aggravated battery with a firearm. The victim is in the hospital with a potentially life-threatening gunshot wound to the torso. Police have not released a motive for the shooting. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is in Washington, D.C., but remains focused on infrastructure issues back home. IPM Washington, D.C. correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Senator Durbin met this week in Washington with the head of the Illinois Department of Transportation. Secretary Omer Osman outlined projects including the Chicago Hub Improvement Program, Amtrak's ambitious efforts to improve Midwest rail via Chicago Union Station, and the Chicago to Quad Cities passenger rail project. Also on the agenda was the I-290 Blue Line modernization project. Senator Durbin released a statement that reads in part, "Illinoisans have always relied on rail infrastructure to traverse the state, whether that's to commute from the suburbs into the city for work or to get from Chicago to Carbondale. It is essential that we continue to invest in our state's railways." Senator Durbin discussed with Secretary Osman the importance of the federal-state partnership when it comes to getting infrastructure projects off the ground in Illinois. He pointed out that the Chicago to Quad Cities rail project, for example, had been stalled for years, even after Senator Durbin secured $177 million in federal funding for it. The senator says the former governor failed to provide the state's funding component. Current Governor Pritzker has renewed the state's funding, putting that rail project back on track. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, IPM News.
Illinois Republicans are hoping, again, that they're not entirely shut out of this year's state budget process. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie says they want to see a balanced budget based on valid revenue estimates.
House Republicans are not the party of no. We want to be the party to offer solutions. We are offering solutions in every avenue that we can and every topic that we can, and that we ask to be a part of that.
Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to give his combined State of the State and budget address in a little less than 2 weeks. Politico reports Pritzker, Democratic leaders, and the House's new budget director met at the governor's mansion for dinner this week. Republicans weren't there, but a Pritzker spokesperson says the governor has hosted GOP lawmakers at the mansion this year. A downstate Illinois funeral home director had his license revoked last year after a state investigation found that he had given dozens of families the wrong cremated ashes. And state lawmakers want to make sure that never happens again. Democratic Senator Doris Turner's measure would require funeral homes to adopt an ID tagging system to track remains from a person's death to their final resting place.
I really believe that we have to put protocols and guardrails in place because the status quo is not working. And if we don't establish a unique identifier standard, we'll be right back here in this same situation.
Republican Senator Steve McClure has proposed a similar bill which would make the mishandling of remains a felony. Head Illini football coach Brett Bielema announced yesterday that Justin Stepp is the new wide receivers coach pending University of Illinois Board of Trustees approval. Stepp had two wide receivers earn All-SEC honors as wide receiver coach for the South Carolina Gamecocks in 2022 and 2023. Stepp has received many awards, highlighted by being named a top 25 recruiter in the nation by Rivals in 2019. Justin Stepp will join an offensive staff headed by offensive coordinator Barry Lenny Jr. in the 2024 season. Still to come, we'll learn why Urbana's new police chief says tracking the flow of guns will help reduce youth violence in black and brown communities. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
From Independent Lens, Breaking the News is a new documentary that tells the story of a scrappy group of women and LGBTQ plus journalists who buck the status quo. They focus on people who have been excluded from mainstream news coverage before they launch The 19th, which is a news startup that combats misinformation and elevates voices often left out of the American story. Breaking the News is available to stream for free with the PBS app starting February 19th. Visit your device's app store now to download the PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Nearly 6 months ago, Larry D. Boone took the oath as the new police chief of the city of Urbana. This week, our new dialogue show on Illinois Soul talks with Chief Boone about his rise from an officer to the top cop in Norfolk, Virginia, to coming to central Illinois. One of the issues that came up was how to reduce youth violence. Chief Boone says tracking the flow of guns in black and brown communities is part of the solution.
So when I became chief in Norfolk, one of the things that concerned me was just that, youth violence. There was an article one day on the front page, and it had three young black men holding a gun. Each of them was holding a gun, smiling. Obviously, the question is, how do they get these guns? So historically in my department, if we solved a crime and it involved a gun, we would voucher the gun, just put it away. Nothing more. Didn't make sense to me. So what I started to mandate was every gun used in a crime, we're going to track the gun. We're going to build a database so that we know, one, who purchased the gun and where. So over the course of 5 years, hear me out, we recovered maybe 5,500 guns. Each gun, almost 100% of them were purchased legally from one particular location in the city, legally. Very shortly, every one of those guns ended up in our black and brown communities. Out of 5,500 guns, how many do you think were reported lost or stolen? 200. So what that says, if these guns are purchased legally, in short order, they're in our most challenging communities that happen to be our black and brown communities, in the hands of our youth and convicted felons. That's a machinery process that we need to look at as law enforcement. But here's the hiccup. I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I own multiple guns. And a lot of police chiefs around the country, they see that as an infringement of embarking on folks' Second Amendment privilege. When I see crime, and it's an epidemic, I have to put politics aside.
That was an excerpt of an interview with Urbana Police Chief Larry D. Boone airing tomorrow on Illinois Soul. He'll also discuss a troubling run-in with police during his youth. Chief Boone reacts to pushback to his plan to hire more officers in Urbana, and he explains why he wants to pair police officers with pastors on busy nights. Listen to our next edition of Dialogue tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Illinois Soul, FM 101.1 and FM 90.9 HD2. The show repeats Tuesday nights at 7. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 63 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Linda Kenyon, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Stegman, Colin Highslope, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.